If you're going to displace your competitor, i.e., eat their lunch, you'll have to make it worth your dream client's time, energy, and money to change. You'll also have to compel them to change. Right now, you may be infected with the belief that you simply need to wait for some negative event to cause your dream client to change. You may believe that your competitor must fail and fail badly, disrupting your prospective client's business before they will seriously consider changing partners. You may hope that some event occurs that causes them to search their email to find your contact information or sift through the stack of business cards in their junk drawer. But waiting isn't a strategy. Waiting is much too passive, much too reactive. A strategy to win new clients requires that you are more proactive and disciplined in your approach. It also means you understand that right now, while you're listening to this very page, some of your dream clients are unhappy with their current provider. Maybe not so unhappy that they are going to fire their current provider today or tomorrow, but they are struggling to produce the results they need and they want things to be better. Let's look at why your dream client may be susceptible to change now. Some signs that a displacement is likely. Before we get into the overall strategy for a competitive displacement, let's explore some of the signs that a displacement is possible, or even likely. If you've ever had the experience of being displaced, some of these will ring a rather unpleasant bell. Complacency. If there is a root cause of all displacements, it's complacency. Having won the client's business and served them for years, your competitor falls into a routine with your dream client. The problem that allowed your competitor to win their dream client was long ago solved, and for years your competitor has simply continued to execute the solution that solved that problem. But over time, the outside world has continued to change. Your competitor's client, the one you're going to steal away from them, has started to experience new challenges, challenges that their current partner has left unaddressed. The client now has increased competition, some of which is coming from lower-priced competitors. They have increased customer demands they've been unable to fulfill. They have systemic challenges that have gone unresolved long enough that they've accepted that their current workarounds are all that can be done, even if they are increasingly ineffectual. When your competitor gives up working to create new value because they've grown complacent, they are exposed to a competitive displacement, and the same applies to you and your clients. A sense of entitlement. When your competitor has served their client for years, maybe even decades, they believe that their relationship creates an impenetrable boundary that repels all potential rivals like a force field. They believe their history of working together entitles them to their client's business in perpetuity. This is a sort of soft arrogance that leads to complacency. In another form of entitlement that gives rise to a displacement, your competitor believes that their contractual relationship is enough to protect the business, that their client won't change before the contract expires. To believe that a contract will prevent you from losing your client's business is to be woefully unaware of how little protection a contract offers or just how little you are entitled to their business. In fact, comfort with the status quo and the cost of changing partners are often stronger barriers to change than contractual commitments. The client's patience often expires before their contract does. When your competitor feels a sense of entitlement, their overconfidence can create an opportunity for displacement. Apathy and lack of communication. Complacency and a sense of entitlement can also manifest as apathy, resulting in a failure to communicate frequently and meaningfully with the client. After years working with a company, your competitor can fall into a comfortable routine where their client doesn't ask any more of them and they don't bring new ideas. What little communication there is turns into a check-in call where no real value is created for the client. Over time, the relationship between your competitor and your dream client grows stale and becomes vulnerable to internal and external threats. Your competitor's apathy gets reflected in their client's apathy toward them and their relationship. Meanwhile, you, the salesperson who has been consistently and persistently asking for a meeting while showing a serious interest in the business, become a lot more interesting to the client, opening up the possibility of a displacement.